Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited right now to welcome on the governor of the great state of Maryland, Mr. Wes Moore. Wes, how are you, man? Thank you for making time for us.
Man, what's going on? Good to talk to you guys, man. I heard the theme song come on, so I had to hop on.
I love that you love regulators like I love regulators. Just an all-time banger.
Mount up.
Gov, I want to start. We got to get through our games, obviously, but I am curious for you as somebody that played football with the Jaden Daniels situation, where we know he has a knee sprain and he's wants to play, but you know you got to listen to the medical. Just how would you handle something like that with a young man with all the potential in the world, and just kind of what you think?
Yeah, well, and before I get on Jaden, I want to say to all these folks who are pushing for it to go back for the Commanders to go to D.C., I want to say congratulations. I know this was a long road for a lot of folks, and you know a lot of folks are happy right now. And in fact, I can tell you a lot of my family members who are Commanders fans are happy right now. So to all the Commanders fans who are happy that today has come, you know, I say respect. And I'm happy for you. But also to all the Marylanders, I just want to let you know that what we have and what that area is going to be better than what it is right now. We're excited to be able to work in partnership with the Commanders ownership team to make sure that they're going to honor their word about what they're going to do. But also my word to the people of Prince George's County in Maryland is that area is going to be even better in the future than what it is right now. So I think this is a win-win all the way around. But respect to all those Commanders fans who are happy that it's good that Washington Commanders are going back to their spiritual home.
So, Gov, I'm floored here. I obviously knew this was a topic. I didn't think it was fair or our place to ask you about it, so I wasn't going to. But I got to say, the grace you show in that situation is really admirable.
No, thank you, man. Well, and you know, and listen, I'm very clear that I know for a lot of Washington Commanders fans, you know, they when they think about the best memories of the Washington Commanders, it was at RFK. Like that's where they were hoisting up Super Bowl trophies, and that's where, you know, that's where you got a chance to see the Riggs and the Williams and all
sure.
The things that people, when they think about the history of the franchise. That's where some of the best memories are. And so, you know, and the thing I really appreciate is that, you know, this process, you know, we've been working very closely with the new Commanders ownership. And listen, it's been a night and day conversation. I was not governor having to deal with the old Commanders ownership. But I'm thankful for the relationship that we built with the new Commanders ownership. And I know that they have a very clear vision that is not just going to be that they're going to have a new stadium, over in the RFK site, but really a build out of Landover and a build out of what the space is right now, where the Washington Commanders have called home for decades. And so I'm excited. I'm excited about the future. I still think that the Baltimore Ravens are going to knock out the Commanders in the Super Bowl one day soon. But I'm excited about what the future is going to be.
All right. Well said then, sir.
Yeah. To Jaden,
right,
I would say this. I would say Jaden needs to be careful and listen to the docs on this one. Listen, you know, you're young and you have an amazingly bright future ahead of you. And the thing that I would just caution for anybody who's like, he should rush back and all that kind of stuff, I would just say two things. One, I would say you're playing the Raiders this weekend, so let's keep it in perspective. Mariota's going to win this game. And so you don't have to worry. And there's no reason to rush. Against the Raiders. I mean, that is just a definition of silliness that, you know, let him heal. The second thing is, I would just say to all the Commanders fans is don't forget RG3, right? There's a lot of history about people who went back early, who rushed back, and then ended up, and then the decision was something that ended up impacting not oftentimes the season, but the rest of your career. So, you know, listen, if the docs say that Jaden's good to go, then let him play. But if the docs are like, I don't know about this one, it's week three against the Raiders. Like, it's all good.
Fair enough. We're going to find out. We'll all kind of find out in real time together. I won't be shocked if it goes till Sunday morning. Maybe we find out Friday. Gov, because you usually join us on a Friday. We got you on a Thursday. I thought it was only fair that we start you off with Thursday night football tonight. You know, doesn't exactly look like a barn burner, but division games are always funky. I have a feeling I know your pick in Bills Dolphins, sir.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Bills are playing some of the best football in the NFL right now. The Bills really are. I mean, they're showing they're a legit force and they're a legit threat for the Super Bowl. But the other big thing is this, is I don't know if the Dolphins' heads are really in the game right now. Football, and that's the thing, a lot of people think football is a purely physical game. Football is a heavily mental game. And when a team is not in their heads aren't in the game, it becomes a very complicated road for that team. And right now, your star player, the one who is the ticket drawer, has just got a lot of stuff going on in his life right now. And you've got rumors about new accusations about Tyreek Hill. You have trade rumors. I heard a crazy one that they're talking about he could potentially go back to the Chiefs. I mean, there's just so much swirling around in the locker room right now that I think it just makes it very difficult to say, oh, no, but despite all that, we're going to go beat one of the best teams in the NFL. Like, I don't see that. I don't see it happening. So I think that the Bills win this one, and I don't think, you know, usually the problem with Thursday night football is it makes your Friday kind of messed up because you got to stay up and watch the whole game. I don't expect to be watching the whole game tonight. I think my Friday's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Gov, it feels like the Commanders haven't played in two weeks. Like, it feels like it's been a while since that Thursday game. Second game for you to pick up, Rams and Eagles, two NFC heavyweights, 1 o'clock at the Lincoln, Philly. Rams and Eagles, who you got?
So I got to tell you, so part of the reason that I'm very proud of my record, even though this year I'm starting off a little slow, I'm 500, but I was like at 70% last year. And part of the reason I was at 70% because I like picking upsets. And this is going to be an upset. I think the Rams are going to beat the Eagles. I know it's in Philly, and I know the Eagles are 2-0, but hear me out. And I think that the Eagles are a very good team, and the Eagles are playing good football. And again, 2-0 is 2-0. I just have watched the Eagles in both of these games, their first two, and I'm just not that impressed. I think there's something that seems to be off. I think their defense is clearly missing the five starters that they lost during the offseason, and the defense is not clicking right now. And even if you just think about the numbers that we're seeing, Matt Stafford has, 550 yards or something like that? Jalen Hurts has half of that, less than half of that. Jalen Hurts is at 250.
that Williams right now, you know, Kyron Williams is neck and neck with Saquon Barkley. Like there's the Eagles are 2-0, but they're not putting up the same kind of football or the same kind of stats that we're used to them, you know, that we're used to them putting up. And people could say, yeah, but, you know, remember last week they played the Chiefs in Kansas City. And I'm like, yeah, but the week before that they played the Cowboys. So, you know, let's be clear that it's not like they're knocking out amazing teams. And not to mention the Chiefs are just not playing well at all. So I'm going with the upset in this one. I think the Rams go into Philly, and I think they beat the Eagles this weekend.
I like that a lot, Gov. And you said, you know, you're 500. It's 2 weeks in. You are 60 games over 500 over 2 years. So I think the body of work speaks for itself with you making the picks. Yeah. If you're betting with the Gov, you'll make a lot of money, man.
We'll
keep the pick. Yeah, I spread the gospel, sir. We're talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore making his weekly NFL picks with us. Really interesting game. The Chargers have looked great to start the season. And it's been high profile. They had the Brazil game, then they were on Monday Night Football. The Broncos coming off that bad loss to the Colts. What do you make of this one? SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles, Denver versus Chargers.
It's crazy because the Chargers are actually making me a believer. And I've always been real skeptical of the Chargers, where it's like, I know, and the Chargers kind of start off hot, but then it starts getting cold, and they don't like the cold and all that kind of stuff. But they're playing really good football right now. So I really got to give it to them. I mean, you know, this is a good team with 560 passing yards already this season. I mean, Justin Herbert is actually showing that he is legit. He's whipping it out there. So, and also remember it's in LA. So I don't see the Broncos. One thing I think the Broncos are always tricky at home, just because of the altitude. And it just takes a lot for teams to get used to the altitude. So I always give a little bit of a hint to the Broncos when they're playing at home. But the Broncos naturally are not a great football team, and they're in L.A. this week. So I think the Chargers, you know, pull this one out. And so I think the Chargers remain one of the only undefeated teams in the NFL.
1 o'clock Sunday, Northwest Stadium, Raiders, Commanders. I think we know which side you're going to go with. But how do you think this game plays out? Do you think it's Jaden, or do you think it's Mariota under center?
I think it's Mariota, and I think they still win. I mean, the Raiders are not a good team, and the Commanders are a good team. And the Commanders, I think, are also going to show that this is not just about Jaden Daniels. And I told you the reason why I think Jaden should sit unless he gets a completely clean bill of health. There's no reason for him to go out there and play against the Raiders during week three. It doesn't make sense. So I think Mariota is a fine quarterback. He's not going to win you a game, but the truth is the Commanders don't need Marcus Mariota to win them the game. They just need him not to lose the game. And I think Mariota is fine for that. The Commanders all around are just a better team. I don't think that the Raiders, the Commanders defense is showing real signs that they're really gelling, and the offense of the Raiders is not. So I think that despite having Jaden sit, which I think he should, I think the Commanders still win this game.
All right, so through four games, Gov, I got you with the Bills, the Rams, which would be a heck of a win for L.A. to get to undefeated. They're on the road in the link. That should be a really great atmosphere for that game. The Rams gave Philly the toughest run they had in the playoffs last year. So you're going Bills, Rams, Chargers, Commanders. Last game of the week is going to be Monday night. Baltimore, Detroit, it should be epic in there.
Should be awesome.
I'm actually going to come up for that game, Governor. Maybe we can connect. I'm really excited.
Let's connect. Absolutely, let's connect.
When M&T is rocking, it's a pretty special place to watch a game. What do you think, Ravens-Lions, Monday night?
So it absolutely was. I mean, it's gonna be a great game. The environment's going to be crazy. I know it's Monday night football, but I plan on getting there around 10 a.m. but I mean, it's gonna be an amazing environment. But I think that the Ravens, that was a long week after the Bills game, and I think they came back really saying, you know what, it's time to come back and send a message. And I understand it was against the Browns, so take it for what it's worth. But I think they sent a message that that's now the second game in a row that the Ravens offense has scored over 40 points. This offense is just clicking. And DeAndre Hopkins, and I was a little skeptical when we picked up D-Hop during the offseason, but because I was like, I just don't know how much he has left in him. And again, you know, I'm proven wrong, because I guess dude really still does have a lot of juice left in him. So I think that you're going to see Derrick Henry bounce back. You know, Derrick put up a 175 in the first game, and then, you know, we really didn't use him that much during the second game, despite the fact that we still won by like 30, 35 points or whatever it was. But I think that the Lions are a legit tough team, but they're not going to come into Baltimore and beat Baltimore in Monday Night Football, especially with the Baltimore Ravens roster actually, you know, actually really, you know, jacked up since last year. And the Lions roster did not. The Lions did not make any real big, substantial, and impactful moves during the offseason. So I think that the Ravens pull this one off.
What do you think that crowd will be like? I mean, if you're getting there at 10 a.m., it's going to be going.
it's going to be crazy. And because listen, I think we're just really excited about this team. Because I mean, if you look at us on paper, there's not a weakness to this Ravens team. I think we have made significant improvements on the defensive side, picking up Alexander during the offseason. We, you know, drafted Starks during the offseason. You still got Kyle Hamilton, and you still got, you know, Marlon Humphrey, who's like, you know, both of them are all pro defensive players. And then on the offensive side, again, like I always say, it's like the Ravens offense is like a video game. It's like you have Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, D-Hop, Bateman. I mean, like Mark Andrews, likely, you know, getting healthy. It's like, what do you do with them? And so I think a lot of all of us we're feeling really good about this team. And I just think that now there's only one team that legitimately every single week has a chance of beating the Ravens, and that's the Ravens. And so we just need to make sure we don't go out there and beat ourselves.
Yeah, I think the answer of what do you do is pray. That's what you do against the Ravens offense is pray, because you don't have much of a chance.
You don't have a chance. I'm like, well, what do you what, like? Who do you double? Who do you spend extra time on? It's just that there's too many threats that they have. So I mean, this is a legit. I mean, again, I would argue that on paper and just in terms of pure talent, this is not just the most talented team in the NFL right now. Tell me a team in the past generation that has more talent than what the Baltimore Ravens have.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Lamar's dual threat ability, it's
correct.
It's hard to think of like the level of explosiveness that team has. Gov, I know you're a busy man. We got to let you run. I got you in the books for all the plays: Bills, Rams, Chargers, Commanders, Ravens, Terps. Big Ten opener going to Wisconsin. Maryland boy Malik Washington is quarterback. Gov, I'll tell you this: if I can get +10, I like +10.
I tell you, I honestly do like the spread on it. So I'm actually with you on it. Listen, you know, the challenge we have, and by the way, I do want to be clear that Malik Washington is the truth. Like,
yeah,
we are very fortunate to have this kid under center. He was the truth in high school. He's the truth. I mean, have you seen the way he is whipping the ball around in these first weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's looking very, very good.
He looks the part for sure.
He looks the part. He looks like he is looking like a kid who, as he continues to develop, we will be watching him on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's showing that kind of potential and that kind of talent. It is the Big Ten, and this is going to be a very, very big test for us. But I'm with you on the spread.
Yeah. Governor, thank you for your time as always, sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Hopefully I'll get to see you on Monday at M&T. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, +60 in 2 years in his NFL picks.
Incredible.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, just bananas. If you want to bet with the Gov, he's going Bills, Rams, Chargers, Commanders, Ravens. White Brian, put that in a money line parlay. Tell me what it would pay. Woo! All right. I actually like all the Govs picks. I like the Rams of Philly. What do you lean on that game?
Rams are playing well. They haven't played great teams, but they're playing well, and seemingly the Eagles are kind of surviving in their first two games. Now, with it being at the link, that'll be an interesting factor in it. But, yeah, I would take the Rams. Like you said, they gave them everything they could handle last year, and they were the ones that gave them the best shot in the playoffs. So maybe if it doesn't snow or whatever, it just – the Rams are good. Like, they seem to be slept on in the NFC right now, but the Rams are good.
The Rams are certainly good. I like Stafford, Devontae Adams, Puka. They got options. They got players. You know who else got options? Paul Henry's window insulation. I've worked with Paul now for years, and he's completely transformed my home. Did all the windows, all the doors in my house, and completely changed it. We bought a really old house. My house was built after World War II, like 1945 or something. And it was old. It was drafty, and the windows were janky. I remember when we had my now six-year-old was a baby. She was born in the winter, and it was so drafty in like kind of our living room that I had to hang up a blanket over the window to try to keep it warm for my infant daughter. If you're having a similar situation in your house, call Paul, because all of a sudden you get real windows. You don't have to hang a blanket up over them. Paul, working with Paul Henry's changed my home. It could change your home. New windows, new doors. Listen, they'll pay for themselves over time. They're so much more efficient, so much better for the comfortability of your house. You got to check them out. Paul's always got great deals. It's the kind of company where he's not always trying to upsell you. He did that for me, told me to, that I could pay less, didn't need to go to the highest end. Check them out, PaulHenrysWindows.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This song's so ridiculous. Yo, my kids now are into some weird music like this. Like, it's like, if you just had it playing, like, I know you like Christian rock, and some of it's really catchy, right? Like, sometimes you'll be in the car, and, like, if you're in a rental car, like, I'm always traveling, and I'm going through the radio stations, and I'll just hear some, like, generic rock song, so I'll leave it on, and then, like, a minute into it, you're like, all right, my man's singing about Jesus here. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you don't realize
it at first. Yeah, of course.
My kids have this sneaky, like, science rock music they're listening to now.
Are they getting smarter?
Maybe I am. Hell, I don't know. Like, we were listening to the song, and it was, like, this woman singing, like, a kind of heavy, like, synth pop. And then I realized she's singing about, like, the distance from the sun to different planets. The next song was about the rock cycle.
There you go.
I should know this. I'm listening to the song a lot. What are the three types of rocks?
Igneous.
Igneous. Metamorphic. Is that a thing?
I think so. No, maybe not.
Sedentary? Sediment?
Sure. And then, like, what? Isn't there, like, a pig something?
I don't think there's a pig rock.
Well, it's like something more than that.
Landfill, you know the three types of rocks?
Sedentary rock, maybe? I don't know. I know Ignatius.
Ignatius? It's definitely not Ignatius.
I think it's Igneous.
Igneous, yeah, there you go. Maybe I'm the one that needs these science rock songs.
I bet Jeff knows some different kind of rocks.
Then there's, what did you say, metamorphic?
I was right. I got it.
And then, I don't know, there's the one where they're like, there's like layers and stuff.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic.
There you go.
Yeah. Shout out to the fourth grade science teacher. He's getting these kids fired up.
Science rock. You just need a math pop song or something that can get you.
Oh, they got it. It's called like hopscotch music, and it's better than Kids Bop. If you've ever listened to Kids Bop, go to hopscotch. It's better than Kids Bop. And that was Kids Music Talk. Pretty big game this weekend. Toby. Jaden Daniels at the earliest will practice Friday.
Yeah.
What's your gut? What's your intuition tell you about Jaden or Marcus this week?
I think it's going to be Mariota. I don't think you can overlook any opponent. I don't think it's one of those things that you can just immediately go, oh, it's the Raiders, so don't play him. But I'm also not overly worried about Jaden. I don't think that they're going to put him in harm's way. I know some people are going back and relitigating some of what happened last year. And I don't know. I mean, with the rib injury, I think they looked at it and said there was really no chance of further injuring it and putting him in more danger than he already is by being a quarterback on the football field. I don't know that that's the sort of injury that you're looking at here, where if you look at it and say, you know, can he get more hurt by going out there and just doing his normal things? I would say that a sprained knee, you're more likely to have something like that than with a cracked rib. So I think they're going to be cautious with this one. I think they're going to lean to go with Mariota, but it's not something that I'm looking at saying, oh, it's because the Raiders. I'm looking more so at Jaden's health, and I still think they can get it done with Mariota. You know, if they just go out there and execute, you were talking about how the messaging this week seemingly has been do your job. If they just go out there and execute the offense and the defense plays well, I mean, realistically, defensively, if I'm Joe Witt and Dan Quinn, there's two guys I'm circling, and Brock Bowers really isn't 100%. Honestly, like, people are looking at playing Washington this week saying you got him at the right time. I think you got the Raiders at the right time, too. Ashton Jeanty by week 14 is going to be a totally different back than what he is in week 3. Brock Bowers isn't 100%, and Geno, while he shows some capability, threw three picks the other night. So I think you're catching Vegas at the right time, and I think you can beat them with Mariota, but it's not one of those things that I'm saying just because I'm scared and this and that, and because it's the Raiders, I'm starting. I think you truly got to be in the best interest of Jaden. I think miss one game and reevaluate, and I think he'd probably be ready to go for week 4.
For me, it's a 3-step process, right? We had Dr. Carter Mitchell join us earlier this week, who's a orthopedic surgeon in sports medicine. Like, he's an expert in the field. And he's like, depending on the sprain, he could be completely fine. Like, people just rule out the Jaden is fine aspect of this. But what Dr. Mitchell also said is, I'm not there. I haven't seen his knee, so yeah. I don't know. Like, one, trust your medicals. Two, coach's eye test. Cliff and Dan are going to watch Jaden like crazy when he does get on the field. And if he doesn't look right, the coach could just sit him. Coach reserves that right. Three, Jaden. Hey, coach, I'm good. Hey, coach, I think I should rest. Like, Jaden will have input in this decision. What is good is that you have an entirely different situation than what so many people are freaked out during the Robert days when Robert was calling the shots and Dan was his enforcer. That won't be the situation here. Josh Harris is not going to text Jaden and then call AP. Like, that's just not how it's going to go.
And when Robert first hurt his knee, you could see his leg bent in the wrong way.
Right.
like, we're still speculating on which play it was, right? He get flipped over, and the one play he gets up after and holds his knee. Those are two separate plays, but nothing looks out of the ordinary for a normal football tackle. So, Robert, you saw when he got hurt. Not necessarily the same thing with Jaden.
Right. I don't think we're going to know till Sunday. DQ hinted that he might make a decision Friday. I think if there's a decision Friday, it means it's Mariota. I think if we don't know till Sunday, it means Jaden has a really good chance because he's going to work out and they're going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
I also think that Mariota was excellent last year, and that gets, like, lost in the sauce. I think Mariota can – they can win this game with Marcus. If everything checks out and Jaden plays, he should play. That's pro football. Guys play when they're healthy. If they decide to sit him, that's cool too. I think a lot of people need to have a better game this week. And it's not just on who plays quarterback.
Correct.
Like, I think defensively last week, the coverage breakdowns in the secondary, whether that was something Matt LaFleur schemed to confuse Wagner and the safety on the seam route from Kraft, where, like, okay, we've watched enough tape. We know the safety's going to go outside, and Wagner then will think he has safety help. Whatever that is, like, that's a straight-up coverage break.
Well, and especially against a team that's going to bring in Brock Bowers. Even though he doesn't seem like he's going to be 100%, that dude can still torch you. And he's going to be a focal point of their passing game. Because outside of him, Jacoby Myers is a good receiver, but I don't think you're super worried about him compared to other teams you're going to, you know, Malik Nabers, you handled him quite well in week one. He's not Malik Nabers. So, to me, if they can slow down Bowers and Genty, you feel good, and I think this is a game that if Marcus starts, you should be able to lean on your defense, and you score 20 points, and you should win.
Agreed. Agreed. Let's play a game, Toby. Who would you like to see have a better game this week than they did last week? I think there's a lot of people we can say. I can start.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to see Brandon Coleman have a better game.
Yeah.
I think Brandon Coleman's a really talented young player. I think moving inside the guard helps. I don't think he played his best. He did have to come out. It seemed like he got banged up there a little bit. I'd like to see Brandon Coleman have a better game.
I'll go on the other side of the ball. Frankie Louvu, I don't think, has been his usual self, like what we saw last year through the first two games of the season, especially in Green Bay. I'd like to see Frankie have a big-time impact, that physicality, coverage, just getting after the quarterback, getting after Geno as well. Just feels like we haven't seen the same Frankie yet. If you can have a big impact Louvu game, I think it'd be just fine.
I'd like to see Javon Kinlaw have a really – week one, he was excellent.
Yeah.
Last week – a lot quieter. I'd like to see more from Javon Kinlaw.
Mikey Sammer still. Mikey, we kind of understand what he is at this point. He's a really, really good, solid corner, and he really struggled last week. Just really, really struggled last week. A lot of guys did, but if Mikey gets back to himself, yeah.
A little bit of breaking news here. There was some talk that after Dietrich Wise went down, Washington might call Clelin Ferrell again. Clelin Ferrell just signed with the Chargers.
Ooh.
Washington made their decision to go with Preston Smith. So in turn, Chargers were able to scoop up Ferrell. Not a big surprise, not a...
No, Preston honestly seems more along the same body type as Dietrich, right? Like, long arms, can set the edge in the run game. Because it's not like Dietrich Wise was brought in to be the pass rusher. Even though he can get some pressure, he's more so a run defender on the edge. I think Preston can give you just that.
Yeah, I mean, what Dietrich does is just... he's a really high motor guy too. I think you're going to see like kind of a Jalen Holmes Preston Smith split here.
Yeah,
it was great to just see and talk to Preston yesterday. Now I've seen him over the years, especially when he's with the Packers and like, but like when he saw me yesterday, he's like, "Yo, what's up?" Like it was cool for those of us that have been here long enough. I mean, Preston Smith last played here in 2018.
Wow,
there's not a lot of people still here that were there then. I mean,
it's going to be weird to see him not 94, by the way.
I know. 52. I'm trying to think. Me, Keim, Mitch. As far as guys that are people that are here every day, Kerwin.
Not a whole lot.
Chick.
Yeah.
It's weird. And he was talking about like how different everything looks. The locker rooms are redone and to me, what I think must stand out the most is that, like, Preston and Kerrigan are close, and now Kerrigan's the coach.
Yeah.
It's such a unique thing.
I think it'd be interesting at the end of the year to talk to Preston and just get his thoughts on the differences from before now. Because now that he's been away, just recalling things and then coming back, be interested to hear as time goes on, playing games, interacting with ownership, all those things. Be curious to hear just his thoughts on the difference because he experienced the old regime.
Let's talk about what players are under the most scrutiny this weekend as the Commanders look to get back on the right side against the Las Vegas Raiders. Nobody go anywhere. Peter Rosenberg at noon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
DQ and Joe Witt's defense. Joe Witt speaking with the media now. Joe Witt is not a guy that hides his emotions well and is clearly pissed about the game that we all saw unfold in Green Bay. So Lanville has a bunch of players listed here for who could be under the most scrutiny. I want to talk about Matt Gay quickly. Matt Gay is the kicker this team brought in. And when you brought Matt Gay in, I mean, kicking, unfortunately, is binary. You make it or you miss it, right? There's not a ton of context to kicks. But I think Matt Gay, the conversation requires some level of context because you know what he's really good at? Inside of 45. He's really good at it. And you know what has been a problem area for him for most of his career? Outside of 45.
Yeah.
So last week, when you asked Gay to kick a 52-yarder and a 58-yarder, and he doesn't make them, had the distance on both, just missed them. That, to me, is not a Matt Gay problem.
Correct, 100%.
Like he didn't have a great camp, didn't have a great preseason. The team elected not to bring in competition. DQ got asked about it. He said, no, not at this time. So you didn't try to compete at the kicker position. You know that the 50 plus is a limited area of his expertise. And then he misses two of them. That's not on him. I made this analogy with Mitch. You got a puppy and he pees on the floor and you don't get him to stop peeing on the floor, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like, this is the situation you've created. And to me, that points more towards the front office and the coaching staff than it does Matt Gay.
Correct. I mean, you can't be mad at a guy who's shown you what he is throughout his career, and then you bring him in and he's still the same guy. That's who he is. When you brought him in, you understood that. And, yeah, I like to hear the sound after the game of him holding himself accountable, understanding that he should make those kicks, or at least has to be better than what he was. But you can't be frustrated when a guy that struggled outside of 50 his entire career, you bring him in and he struggles outside 50. That's what he is. So, yeah, I completely agree. I don't blame Matt Gay. I think he'll be fine inside of 50. It's something that they seemingly wanted. But at the same point, I'm watching Brandon Aubrey kick for the Cowboys, and I'm thinking, how do you not get someone that can do more of that? Right? I mean, he seems unique. He seems kind of one-on-one.
Weapon.
But when you can cross midfield and you're in field goal range, it just completely changes what you can do.
Weapon. You know whose seat's pretty hot this week? Josh Connerly.
Yes.
Connerly didn't have a great game against Micah Parsons. A lot of people have bad games against Micah Parsons. I was talking with somebody last night. There was one play where Parsons was triple teamed and still got through it. Connerly kind of whiffed. Allegretti tried to get to him. Eckler tried to step up. Eckler got tossed. Like, Parsons is freak category, but so is Max Crosby. I mean, this is the NFL. There's good pass rushers.
You face freaks every week. Like, every team has somebody. And so he has to play better. And it's interesting to see with – I don't know what the availability is going to be for Bates. I think Dan Quinn said earlier this week that it's kind of a long shot that he'll get on the field. How do you help him over there? Because seemingly you would think that Max Crosby is going to line up over there and see if he can get that favorable matchup. But can you help him out over there? And are you going to have to help out over on Tunsil's side and different things? I would hope that you're not having to help out Tunsil too much. But he looks like a rookie. And I don't necessarily want to go to Wiley right away. But if you're not feeling like you can do what's necessary, then maybe you have to make that change.
What do you think Cliff needs to do this week?
Be more aggressive. I'd love to see them open stuff up a little bit. Now, it's a little bit different if Mariota's under center versus having Jaden, but I'd love to see them throw the ball down the field a little bit, just open up the offense a little bit. Also, for this week in particular, regardless of who's under center, they need to establish the run. I don't understand last week how Eckler finished with 8 carries and Bill only had 4, when it was obvious that you handed the ball off to Bill and there was just a little bit more juice with him. Now that you don't have Eckler, I think that Bill's got to handle 15 carries, 12, 15 carries, hand the ball off and find ways to get the run game going, especially if Jaden's under center, right? If he's compromised at all, hand the ball off. And then two, if you're going with the backup, hand the ball off. So I think you got to get the run game established, and I'd love to see them get the ball down the field a little bit to get the defenses to have to respect the deep ball.
Got to commit to the run more. You got to run the ball better. You got to run the ball. Green Bay, if you go back and look at it, Josh Jacobs didn't have an overwhelming game, but he got the carries. They stuck with the run, and that's a lot easier in game flow when they're kind of controlling things to stick with the run. But, you know, Jacobs ended 23 carries for 84 yards.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't anything to write home about, but he still got the 23 carries. Washington's backs got 12 carries. Dude, Standing told me, I got to double check this, but from a straight snap count situation, McNichols out-snapped Bill in that game. And some of that's Eckler goes out, but like, I have been a little surprised so far, like the focus on Eckler. You know what I mean? Like, you trade away B-Rob, okay. And then Eckler's like commanding the carries. And Eckler's a good player, but I think he's better as a change of pace, dynamic, turbo set.
He's like a complimentary back, not a lead back.
A lot of scrutiny for a lot of players. Peter Rosenberg joins us next. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury a little later in the program. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.